Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN. Time once again to play Trash or Treasure. Here's how it works. The owner of AU Sports Memorabilia in Morton Grove, Scott Beatty, knows whether you should sell your stuff or trash it. And you can call in and ask Scott about that. Tell him what you got, and he'll tell you if it's trash or treasure. Scott, good morning. There's a big memorabilia show coming to town, and tell us about that. What do you know about that?
Well, it's called the National Sports Collectors Convention. It's the biggest sports memorabilia convention in the country. Happens once a year, and Chicago gets to host it every other year. And of course, this year, it's back after being canceled for last year, so it's going to be huge. It's next week, starting Wednesday through Sunday at the Rosemont Convention Center.
And is that a place where there's a lot of buying and selling going on?
Absolutely. Collectors from all over the country, dealers from all over the country. There's going to be all the major card companies are going to be there. The things we've talked about, the authenticators, the grading companies. There's going to be about 100 autograph guests.
Sounds like fun.
If you've never been to a sports collector show and you want to get your feet wet, this is the one.
A lot of people want to know what to do with their sports memorabilia. Should they keep it, throw it out, try to sell it? 312-981-7200 if you want to find out if you've got trash or treasure. And they're already lined up for you, Scott. Let's talk to Linda first from Arlington Heights. What do you got, Linda?
Oh, good morning. Hi. Yeah, I have a baseball, and it was either from 1998 or 1999 that was signed by Ron Santo, Pat Hughes, and Randy Huntley.
What about that, Scott?
Obviously, that's when they were all, that's a nice ball because they all actually did Cubs radio together at different times. Huntley would fill in for Santo. That's a nice ball, and anything Ron Santo-wise, you're doing okay.
All right, Linda. Don't trash it just yet. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Here's Pat from Highland Park. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a bunch of Chicago Bulls championship Chicago Tribune newspapers from all the Bulls' different championships. And I have, like, Time Magazine and all these Michael Jordan covers of magazines.
Yeah. Scott, I always wonder, too, about old periodicals. What can you tell us about that?
Well, the championship newspapers, you and everybody else put away and hoping they would improve in value over time. Fact is that they are all over the place. Something like that I always call, Bob knows I call it, you know, keep it for sentimental value. They have more sentimental value than they do retail value. People kept them for the Cubs, the Blackhawks, the White Sox, the Bulls. As far as any kind of like old periodicals that are worth keeping, it's usually stuff that's really honestly like pre-1970.
There you go, Pat. Thanks for listening. And yeah, it's
Please take the parking ticket.
Sorry, I have one more question.
All right, since you're getting a ticket, go ahead.
Sorry. No. I have Air Jordans, kid sizes Air Jordans from the 80s and early 90s that are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, those are pricey, aren't they, Scott?
Yeah, they can be, depending on the make, the model, etc. Shoes are a hot commodity. In the last 4 or 5 years, they've really taken off. I would look a little deeper into the shoes.
And that's a parking ticket for a parking garage. You're not getting a ticket from a cop, right?
I hope, Pat.
Okay.
I'm pulling into my work.
Yeah, oh, okay. I get you. All right. Thanks very much. So about the newspapers and magazines, it's really about supply and demand, isn't it, Scott? And you just have too much supply, so it's not that valuable?
Really, let's take the Cubs, for instance. When they won the World Series, the Tribunes and the Sun-Times the next day, they were sold out all over the city. And, you know, then people were paying $10 and $20 a piece for them at the time. Now, as time goes on, it's a matter of, you know, who wants to keep it, who wants to frame it, put it on the wall. I think a lot of people did that. But, I mean, there's so many of them out there. They don't do a shortage on a print run of these things. It's just a matter of being able to find them and keep them.
Bruce, calling in from the north side, you've got something historic, hopefully. Bruce?
Yes. Hello. I have two ticket stubs of the 1959 World Series Game 1, which the Sox won 11-0.
Hey, how about this, Scott? We got a North Sider who's a Sox fan, it sounds like. Are those stubs worth anything?
Yes. Yeah, ticket stubs to World Series games, and especially we're always talking about when we talk about the vintage stuff. And when I talk vintage, I really, like I said, talking pre-1970, ticket stubs from that era are very much in demand, especially for the like a 1959 World Series. If you're a Sox fan, who wouldn't want that?
More Trash or Treasure calls momentarily. 312-981-7200 for Scott Beatty, who runs AU Sports Memorabilia. They've been around a long time there on Dempster, and Scott knows his stuff.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
AU Sports on Dempster in Morton Grove is Chicagoland's oldest and best sports memorabilia store. AU, symbol for gold. Get it? AU Sports. Scott Beatty runs things over there, and he's the man who knows if you've got trash or treasure. And Karen from Mokena, it's your turn. What do you got?
I have two stadium seats from the Soldier Field before the Bears' home was a flying saucer.
Yeah. Oh, you've got the actual seats, huh?
I have the seats. I took the van, drove down there, bought two seats, and they're in my memorabilia room right now.
What about that, Scott?
Absolutely. Stadium seats, especially from before when they did any sort of stadium renovations. I've sold old seats from Comiskey, from Soldier Field, from Wrigley Field. Those are always great. You got to find the right person for those, though, obviously. She's got them in, you know, in the display room, which is fantastic. So you put those up, put a big screen TV up, watch the Bears game.
About how much are we talking about, Scott? Roughly, what would the price range be?
They can run from a couple of hundred up to $1,000.
You got a treasure.
Oh my word. I bought them for $100 apiece.
It could be a good investment for you. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And let's see here. We've got Flossmore on the line. And who's this?
John. Yep. Good morning, Bob.
Morning. What do you got?
Yeah, I was the advertising guy for WIND Radio when we were in the Wrigley building. I used to run into you periodically at the Boulevard. However, Benson and Russell were the morning guys on WIND, and we had the cast, the first cast they took off of Brian Picked from, and Gale Sayers. And I've got the photograph of Brian Piccolo signing his cast with Chuck Benson, and Eddie Schwartz is in the background of the picture up at Wrigley Field. And it was never publicized. We just, you know, from that day, we had all those shots. And I've got the shots. And, in fact, I'd sent a copy of it years later to Walter when he was out in Kansas State.
I think you and I are the only ones who remember Benson and Russell. But what about the other part of this potential treasure, Scott?
Yeah, is this signed by Piccolo?
No. He was passed on shortly after that. No, it was just something that I had in my records, all my files of all the old pictures with the old guys, you know.
From mm-hmm. That would be something. I would call that a unique treasure.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's got a whole lot of value to it, but it is definitely something that somebody out there wants.
Thank you, John. Lisa, you're on with Scott Beatty from AU Sports, calling from Joliet.
I have baby Air Jordans from 96 and a pair from 99. And then I also have a Bobby Hall and a Stan Mikita original practice jersey that they wore during a practice and gave it to my husband.
Whoa, those jerseys sound like they may be worth something, Scott.
Yeah, I mean, if they were worn by the players of the time, you know, there is a whole nother scene for game-used memorabilia. It's always been a hot item, but everything has gotten so much hotter in the last couple of years that you might, if you want to move on from them, have them really taken a look at by a real good autograph. A jersey expert. I've got people who can help you with that kind of thing. And I'm sorry, what was the other item was the Air Jordans? Yeah, we talked about the shoes. The shoes have exploded. I would do a little more research on those shoes, but the jerseys are definitely something that you should look into if you're willing to move on.
You can get in touch with Scott at AU Sports Memorabilia. And what's the best way to reach you, Scott? Is it email?
I'll give you both. The phone number is 847-647-8311. I am in and out, so always I check my email constantly all day. It's the simplest email in the world. It's just ausports@aol.com.
ausports@aol.com. ausports.
Yeah, I'm a dinosaur.
On Dempster in Morton Grove, if you're in the neighborhood. All right, Bill from McHenry, your turn. Go ahead.
Yes, I have a complete Cubs uniform from the All-Star game back in the 90s. It has the All-Star patch on it. It consists of the socks, the pants, and the jersey.
Scott's gonna ask you if it's game worn.
No.
Okay. What about that?
It's not a game worn jersey. How did you acquire this?
I worked on the convention.
Now you're under arrest, Bill.
It's got a level of value. I couldn't really go into how much without kind of like investigating it. But since it's not player worn, it's not going to have as much value as it could have as if it was worn by Ryan Sandberg or Andre Dawson.
Yep. Yep. Thank you for the call, sir, and for listening. All right, John and Schaumburg, what do you got?
Hi. Good morning, guys. I have a print of Wrigley Field. It's probably 32 inches by 36 inches or so, and it's signed by Kessinger, Beckert, Banks, Randy Hundley, Fergie Jenkins, Billy Williams, Andy Pafko, George Altman, and all the Cubs from that era.
Wow, the 69 Cubs, still a lot of collectors are interested, aren't they, Scott?
Yeah, it's a great piece. The only problem I'm going to say is you've got all these 69 Cubs, and you've got Andy Pafko and George Altman, who did not play on that team.
Yep.
Usually when you're putting together a piece like that, you want guys who are all on the same squad. It's still a great piece. It still has value to it.
Yeah, you may want to do some editing on that one, John.
I don't think so. Yeah, I think that my brother-in-law, Dave Beatty, used to be a news guy on WFYR Radio, and I believe this came from a fundraiser one year.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Dan from Streamwood. Now, Dan, you've got something from Pete Rose, and let me just tell you that I don't remember where I got it. It wasn't game worn, but I had a Pete Rose jersey for some reason, and nobody wanted it. But go ahead and ask Scott about what you've got.
Scott, I've got a Pete Rose Rookie of the Year card in pretty good condition. I was just wondering if it's got any value to it.
Well, with cards, everything is about condition. Now, also, Pete Rose, it says Rookie of the Year on it, does it have like a little trophy?
Yes, it does.
That's probably a second or third year Pete Rose card in good condition. I mean, it could be worth definitely some money. Can't ever give out card value without seeing them, though, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
And
I was going through my Cincinnati Reds deck of cards and just happened to come across that one, and I thought maybe it would be good to give you a call to see if that is worth some value.
You could always email me a photo of that. We can go from there.
Dan, even if it's not worth something, I'll give you a pair of four tickets to see the Schaumburg Boomers baseball game at Wintrust Field this coming Friday night at 6:30. So hang on, we'll get you those tickets. Single game tickets, by the way, are on sale, 847-461-7-3625. Or go to boomersbaseball.com. Scott, once again, thank you very much for telling people if they have trash or treasure. And again, it's AU Sports on Dempster in Morton Grove. Are you going to go to that big memorabilia show?
I will be there. It's a 5-day event, so you can pick your times for sure. And just go online if you want to get the autographed guests. There's over 100 of them. It's a good time. I would even say take the kids.
All righty. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope, Scott. Thanks so much.
Always welcome, Bob.